那么今天我们的主日经文是诗篇一章的一到六节，那么我们下面我们大家一起来诵读。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的作为，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。恶人并不是这样，乃像糠秕被风吹散。因此当审判的时候，恶人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。好，我们今天的讲道题目是从走到站，从站到坐，讲员是唐志明教授。好，下面请唐教授。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Very glad to be here to share with you again this morning.
很高兴今天早上又能来到我们当中来跟你们分享，上帝的话语。
The Psalms are basically poetry that the Lord has left with us in the Bible.
诗篇呢是上帝留给我们在圣经里面的一些诗歌。
So when we look at Psalms, we actually should pay attention to some of the poetic format of the Psalms.
所以当我们在看诗篇的时候呢，我们要专注于它这个诗歌的这种形式。
So this morning we have read Psalm 1, which is a familiar psalm to many of us.
那么今天早上呢，我们阅读了诗篇的第一章，这个呢是我们很多人都非常熟悉的一个诗篇。
If we pay attention to Psalm 1:1,
如果我们关注看诗篇一章第一节的话，
It has a very familiar pattern of repeating a certain phrase.
这里能看到一个很熟悉的经常重叠的这么一个诗歌的形式。
First one has three basically verse that are very important.
那么首先呢有三个章节呢非常的重要。
The three verbs are walk, stand and sit.
那么这里面呢就讲到了这三个章节，一个是走行走，然后站立和坐下。
The verb walk, in the Chinese Bible, as you've read earlier, is not translated as walk; it's translated as follow.
那么行走这个词呢，在中文的圣经里呢，被翻译并不翻译成行走，而是说跟从。
It actually means walk.
其实意思是说行走。
So verse 1 saying that blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way of that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.
那么第一节呢就说到说不从恶人的计谋，不占恶人罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的作为。
So if I list it out like this, you can see the parallel of three actions.
所以这里呢你能看到三个层次的这个行动。动作。
So some scholars believe that it is a progression of the seriousness of sinning.
那么有一些学者呢认为这里呢他就表述了一种罪的一种循序渐进的一种形式递进。
They believe that the first level is just walking by, just passing by, it's not that serious.
他们相信就是说第一种形式呢只不过你走过，只不过是路过，不是那么特别的严重。
But the second level is you actually stop, you actually start standing there and maybe staring.
而第二种呢就是你停下来了，开始站在那看，就是更进一步的这种摄入。
And finally, it's even more serious that you sit down. You basically sit down with the mockers.
那么到了第三层呢，就是你甚至坐下来了，跟那些亵慢的人坐在了一起。
So it seems to suggest that the Bible tells us not to keep sinning more.
所以呢，圣经在这里呢，似乎是在提醒我们不要一直的这样犯罪下去。
So don't walk by and definitely don't stand there and definitely don't sit down also.
他是在警告我们说，不要路过那里，也千万别站在那儿，也千万不要坐下来。
Now this is what many scholars and teachers believe that's what it means.
这是很多的这个老师和学者呢，都相信这里面这信息所表达的一个意思。
I have a different feeling for this.
而我自己呢，在这里有我个人的一些理解。
I think it's the opposite.
我觉得是相反的意思。
I believe walking by is the most serious, and then standing, and then sitting.
我觉得路过其实是最严重的，然后呢，次要的是站立，最终是坐下。
Why? Because if you look at the Old Testament, the verb walk actually means behaving, doing as its way of life.
为什么呢？因为当我们看旧约的时候，我们看到当他们用到这个行走这个词的时候，更多的指的是一种行为和生活方式而已。
For example, Genesis 5:24.
比如说在这个创世纪第5章第24节里面。
It says, Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more because God took him away.
这里提到说，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再是了。
So it's not just walking, but actually behaving and living a life that God approved.
所以在这里，他并不只是行走，而是一种就是说他的行为方式得到上帝的认可。
Similarly, in Psalm 15:1-2.
那么相应的形式呢？比如说这个在诗篇第十五章一到二节里面。
It says, "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent, who may live on your holy mountain, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart."
这里也提到说，主耶和华啊，谁能聚集你的帐篷？谁能住在你的圣山？就是行为正直、做事公义、心里说实话的人。
So here the Chinese actually suggests this is the behavior, the word.The verb walk is interpreted as the behavior.
所以这几处呢，这里面讲到行走的时候呢，都指的是一种行为方式。
And finally, Psalm 128:1.
那最后我们再看诗篇128章的第1节。
It says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him."
这里说，凡敬畏耶和华的，遵行他道的人，变为有福。
So again and again, walking actually means living the life. So it's actually the whole person, the behavior.
所以又一次我们看到行走在这里面呢，是一种行为的方式，是整个你做事为人的一种方式。
So it's not just walking by, just passing by.
所以并不是说你路过走过。
On the other hand, if you look at stand has the meaning of having attitude or belief.
而当我们看到站立的时候呢，实际上更多它指的是一种态度，一种信念。
For example, Psalms 26:12 say, "My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord."
那比如说诗篇26章第12节说，我的脚站在平坦的地方，在会众中我要称颂耶和华。
Or in Psalm 76:7, it is you.Alone who are to be feared, who can stand before you when you are angry?
又比如在诗篇76章第7节中说到，唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？
So stand means having a certain position, having a certain belief.
所以站立这里呢，是一种姿态，一种信念。
Finally, sit actually means being around or dwelling.
那么最终呢，在提到坐着的时候呢，是指的是说一种滞留，一种气息居住。
So together the three verbs, they all mean something important.
所以说这三个这个词呢都很重要。
But I think the most important is the verb walk, which not only express a certain view, but also certain action.
但是我觉得最重要的呢是这里的行走，因为这里不只是讲到是他的一种观念，还更多的呢还有行为在里面。
Another reason why I think the order should be the most important, the first part, and then less and less, if we look at the person that we talk about in verse 1.
再有一个呢，我认为就是说，作为诗篇的这种形式呢，应该是从递进的，是从最重要，然后慢慢的呢，开始减缓。
Because you see, the Bible mentions three types of people: the wicked, the sinners, and the mockers.
你会看到说这里面圣经呢提到了三种不同的这个罪人，一个恶人、罪人，还有亵慢的人。
But if you look at the times they appear in the Psalms.The times the Lord reminds us to be careful of them, you see a big difference.
但是在我们看到他的这个时间的轴上呢，会看到上帝在警告我们的时候呢，他这三种不同的人，他有不同的这个不同的形式在里面。
If you look at the Psalms mention wicked people 76 times.
如果你真的通读这个整个诗篇的话，你看到诗篇中呢，总共提到了恶人呢，一共76次。
Only 6 times about sinners.
而提到罪人呢，只有6次。
And only 2 times about the mockers.
而亵慢人呢，只提到2次。
So that means that in the Psalms, the person that the Lord wants us to be careful most of are the wicked people.
所以这说明上帝让我们最要关注的要小心的是那些恶人。
So very strongly, the wicked would be the bad people having these bad ideas.
那么恶人呢指的是说这些恶人他们有这种恶毒的思想。
The sinners may be those who commit sins against the Lord.
那么罪人呢是指的那些可能得罪上帝的这些人。
The mockers may be just people who talks about things, talks about bad things.
那么亵慢人呢，就是说他那些口无遮拦的那些人。
So together, I believe the order should be: if you do the things that the wicked people do, is the worst.
那么也就是说呢，这个作者认为呢，如果你做这个恶人所做的事情呢，那是最不应当的。
The next is if you share the opinion of sinners.
那再有一个就是说，如果你跟这些罪人分享同样的思想的话，也是不对的。
The third is in the presence of people who mock people, the slanderers.
那再有一些就是说，在那些口无遮拦、说亵慢人话的这些人，在他们当中聚集，那是不对的。
So what does it mean?
那么这告诉我们什么呢？
I think the Lord is reminding us that it's not just that you don't do bad things that you can avoid sinning.
这里面上帝是告诉我们说不仅我们要避免去避免做那些有罪的事情。
Because big sins always start small.
因为大的罪呢通常都是从小事开始的。
You think it's okay to just talk about things, you know, I just talk with, for example, some gossipers. I just talk to them, it's nothing big deal.
你可能只是以为说啊，我只是跟别人一起嚼嚼舌根，并不怎么样，并不是一件很大的事情。
But the next, you start sharing their view, you start thinking the way they think.
但是很快，你可能就会跟他们一起分享同样的这个思想、思维方式。
And finally, you start doing the same thing that you shouldn't be doing, the way the bad people are doing things.
然后慢慢的，不知不觉的，你就会开始跟他们一样做他们那恶人做的事情。
So someone is warning us, if we want to say no to crime, to sins, we should start with something small.
所以呢，这个诗篇呢，在警告我们说，如果你想避免不去犯罪的话呢，你要从小事开始做起。
Not only that we don't do bad things that bad people do.
不仅说我们不去做那些恶人所做的事情。
We don't even share the view of sinners.
我们甚至不跟他们分享同样的这个世界观。
And we don't even give them a chance. We don't even want to be in the company of people just talking.
我们甚至不要给他们任何的机会，不要跟在他们的就是口无遮拦、嚼舌根的时候在场。
Because that's usually how it started.
因为这通常是犯罪的开端。
Often I've seen, for example, in places, including in churches, is that we start talking about some gossips, about some bad things about people.
因为通常呢，罪就是这样开始的。 甚至在教会里头， 可能我们就是从嚼舌根开始。
Slowly, the more we talk, the more we share the views.
慢慢的我们在一起谈，谈着谈着就思想也都统一了。
And eventually, Satan got hold of us and gave us bad ideas to act on.
然后慢慢的呢，撒旦就利用这个机会呢，让我们在行为上呢也开始犯罪。
Often it caused a lot of hurt to the church, including splitting up of the church.
慢慢的呢，就会说，甚至给教会呢带来就是破坏。So
we have to be very careful.
所以我们要很小心。
We should really not think that, okay, as long as I don't do it, it's fine. We should really start from very small.
不然想着说，只要我不去做某些罪的行为就行了。其实我们要关注一些小的事情上，从小事就开始避免。
I have a big problem with being angry when driving.
我呢自己呢有一个就是说，在开车的时候呢，很容易这个生气。
I'm usually quite calm and easygoing.
我通常是个很和善的人。
But not when I'm driving.
但是开车的时候就不一样了。
And I know this is a big problem of mine.
我注意到这是我的一个很大的问题。
So before I do something even worse, I want to make sure that I'm not going to that temptation.
所以在我还没有做出很坏的举动的时候，我希望我不会去把自己放在这样一个试探中。
So sometimes I will take a longer route, a route with less traffic.
所以有的时候呢，为了避免这样的情况呢，我会故意的选择一个比较更远的绕的路，这样呢去避免一些堵车的情况。
Just so that I will not get a chance to be annoyed by the traffic.
这样呢就使得我不会说因为堵车让我很生气。
I have a friend also a teacher in the seminary.
我也有一个就是教这个论坛会的一个老师。
神学院，在神学院里有一个老师。 He unfortunately has the same problem as mine.
他跟我有同样的一个问题。
He told me one time he was so angry that he had to stop the car and pray to God to calm him down.
他说有一次他不得不停下来，把车停下来，就专门的去祷告，才能够平静下来。
You may think that this is silly.
你可能觉得这个听起来很滑稽。
But we all have those things in our mind.
但是我们所有的人在思想里头都有各种各样的弱点。
Something that really bothers us.
就是有一些能够触动、触犯我们的一些。
I believe someone is telling us that we should handle them.
所以呢，我相信诗篇的这一段呢，是要告诉我们，我们要开始引以为戒。
Don't wait till we commit something big or serious.
不要等到说我们已经要去触犯到罪的这个阶段。
We should handle it early. Handle when we can still, it's still small. We should stop while we have still have a chance.
我们应该从还很早期的阶段，就是事态还很小的时候，就已经开始着手采取措施。
And let's pray to the Lord that to help us with the problems that we have.
让我们共同祷告，让主能够帮助我们面对我们的困难。
Now, in addition to avoiding committing mistakes and sins, we can also do something more positive.
那么除了避免犯错和犯罪的话，我们还能做一些更主动的一些措施。
Someone too talks about the blessed, not only not do those bad things, but also delight in the Lord and meditates on His law day and night.
那么在诗篇一章二节的时候呢，说我们不仅要避免做那些不好的事情，同时呢还要喜爱耶和华的律法，然后昼夜思想。Again,
there are two verbs there.
这里面呢又有两个动词。
One is to be delighted.
第一个呢是要去喜悦喜爱。
The other is to meditate.
再一个呢就是要思想。
One is just to like.
一个是去爱。
The other one is to take action, to have effort, to actually meditate.
另一个呢，就是说要去努力，要有自己的努力去思想。
So the psalmist is telling us that not we just like about the gospel, the law of the Lord, but also we have to take time to meditate, to keep thinking about it.
所以呢，这里面诗篇告诉我们说，不仅我们要喜爱这个耶和华的律法，而且呢，要花时间去思想。
Because one of the ways to stop us from committing mistakes or doing something bad is that we focus on the good things.
因为一种能够阻止我们犯罪的这个方式呢，就是说我们花时间去想好的东西。
I believe we all know someone who's always late.
我相信大家都认识某些人，他们总是迟到。
Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a relative. They're always late. They always have some excuses.
可能是你的朋友或者是你的亲戚，反正就总会有那么一些人，他们总是迟到。
Or that can even be you.
也可能你就是那个人。
But do you ever notice that people is always on time?
但是你有没有注意到那些总是准时到的人呢？
On time.
准时的人。
Have you ever noticed that they always on time? Do you know what's the secret of them being always on time?
那么他们总是能准时的这个秘诀在哪里呢？
If you notice, they're not always just on time.
你们会发现他们不光只是准时。
They're always early.
他们甚至可能总是早到一点。
I believe the only way you can always be on time is you always try to be early.
我相信要能保持准时的这个办法，就是总是要稍微早到一点。
Because there's always things will happen. The car broke down, bad traffic, you have a stomachache, anything could happen every day.
因为可能随时都有可能发生状况，比如说路上堵车呀，车子坏了呀，或者你肚子突然疼啊，总是有状况出现。
The only reason you can be on time is that you start out early.
所以唯一能保证你准时的方法就是你要提早提前做准备。
You'll find that speakers rarely be late. You very seldom you start the worship and the speakers have not arrived yet.
你会发现很少有这种讲道的讲员到场晚的。
That's because we always arrive early.
因为我们总是提前到达。
I was outside eating my, drinking my coffee at 10 past 10 this morning.
今天早上我十点刚过一点，我已经在你们门口了，在那里喝咖啡。
I knew it took only about 15 minutes for me to drive here, but I started an hour early.
我知道虽然可能我只需要15分钟就能开到这个地方，但是我提前一个小时就出发了。
Just in case.
就是为了避免出现任何状况。
There's one time I went to my school to teach, we have a special meeting. I went to the classroom early again, 20 minutes early, and didn't find anybody.
有一次我去学校教课呢，我又提前去了，然后我提前20分钟到那，结果发现还一个人都还没到呢。
I thought students are late, so I start getting ready, putting the chairs together, getting my PowerPoint ready.
所以当时我想，学生可能是来的比较晚，所以我就开始摆桌子、摆椅子，然后准备我的这个幻灯片。
But when still no one came, 10 minutes early, I got worried.
结果到了快十分钟了之前了，还是没人到，我就开始担心了。
So I checked my message and find I read it wrong. It's on at the other campus. Luckily, it's still in Richmond, but other campus.
结果我就再重新查我的信息，发现原来是个不同的校址，还好都是在列治文，但是不同的校园。
So I quickly went over there.
然后我赶快赶到那边。
And I was still on time.
然后我还是能准时到了。
The only reason is that because I prepared, I was afraid that anything could happen, so I started out early.
我之所以能准时到，就是因为我之前就怕出状况，我早出发的早，所以才能够做到。
So sometimes to avoid a problem, you have to really go forward. You have to be active and doing the right thing, and try to avoid committing a mistake.
所以呢，这就是我们在做事情的时候要提前做准备，比较积极的做准备，这样呢才能避免出现任何的状况。
When I train worship team, I always tell them to do your best to make sure that everything will go smoothly.
在我培训大家做我的学生做崇拜活动的时候呢，我就总是跟他们说做充分的准备，提前做准备。
Because things will happen.
因为你永远不知道，总会有某些状况出现。
Sometimes you get nervous when you see people. Sometimes the pianist is not in the mood. Sometimes things will go wrong. The sound is not working.
有的时候呢，可能这个这个弹琴的人会出状况啊，或者有的时候这个声响会有问题啊，各种各样的都有可能会出现状况。
The only thing we can be sure is that we try to do our best.
我们唯一能做到的就是我们去尽我们最大的努力去做得更好。
And by when we start doing that, there's a good chance that we can avoid committing some mistakes.
当我们去尽力的时候呢，这样就可能能避免一些错误。
Someone to also mention something that we need to pay attention to.
在第二节诗篇一章第二节里呢，另外还提到了一些我们需要注意的地方。
He says, "Meditate on His law day and night."
他这里说到，让我们昼夜思想。
So it's not just from delighting to meditating, but also meditating day and night.
所以这里不光是思想，还要昼夜思想。
Meaning that we turn something good into a habit.
也就是说，把这个作为我们的一种习惯。
If we keep doing that, when we turn into the habit, it's a good chance that we can do it well and do it for much longer.
所以当这成为我们习惯的时候呢，我们往往才能把它做得更好，而且呢能坚持下去。
A famous coach called John Wooden, he was the most famous coach of U.S. NCAA basketball, the college and university basketball team.
有一个很著名的教练是教这个篮球的，叫 John Wooden。
His record is he once won 10 championships in a spread of 12 years.
他在十二年里头呢，把他的那些队呢赢了十次的这个冠军。
Usually, if you won once, it's already an achievement.
通常呢，其实人一生当中，如果你能够让你的队赢一次冠军，就已经很大的成就了。
So he's one of the best coaches, and he's also a wonderful Christian.
所以呢，他是一个最好的教练，而且呢，他也是一个很好的基督徒。
He has written a lot of good things that help Christians to understand what success means and how do we achieve success.
所以他写了很多的东西，告诉我的基督徒成功意味着什么，又怎么样才能取得成功。
One of the things he mentioned is that, and I quote here, he says, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, the habits you are developing now will be with you for the rest of your life.
那其中他写的一段话就是说，不论你是否有意识到，不论你喜欢与否，你现在所养成的习惯将伴随你一生。
Many times we forget that what we are or what our habits are.
通常呢，有的时候我们通常忘记我们的习惯都是什么。
Just like what I mentioned, I know some people who are always late. That becomes part of them.
就像我刚才说的，有些人呢就习惯性的迟到，这就变成了他们的生活的一部分。
But you always also come across people who are always nice, always caring, someone that you always want to bring your questions or your issues to because you know that they care about you.
另外你也会遇到一些人呢，他们都非常的善良，而且呢很有爱。你喜欢呢去找他们，跟他们分倾吐你的心里的一些东西。
I believe that comes as a habit.
我相信这个也是一种习惯。
John Wooden has a very interesting training for his students, even when students who have just won a championship.
John Wooden 呢，他有一个很有趣的训练他学生的一种方式，集合他的这个队伍呢，取得了冠军的这个称号以后。
Every year, the first session, he would teach them how to wear their socks.
在经过一年的这个训练以后呢，他会教他们怎么样穿袜子。
He would spend 5 minutes to teach them how to wear your socks properly.
他会花五分钟的时间教他们怎么样把袜子穿好。
Some students thought, I won the champion last year. Why do I have to go through this again?
有的学生就会说，去年我们都已经取得冠军的这个位置了，我们干嘛还要做这个动作？
But he wants to make sure he explains to them, if you don't wear your socks properly, it's easier for you to develop blisters, When you have blisters, it's easy for you to get hurt or get wounded.
那他就会解释说，如果你袜子穿的不好的话，你脚上就容易起泡，脚上起泡了以后，这样就会影响你的这个表现。
And if you are wounded or hurt, it's going to affect your performance. And sometimes you have to sit down, and it affects the whole team.
如果你到时候出现状况的话，你还要坐下来休息，这样整个的队伍都会受到影响。
Many times we don't notice that our best way to contribute to the church.To the body of Christ is to improve ourselves.
好长时很多时情况下呢，我们可能并没有意识到我们对教会这个基督的身体的最大的这个贡献呢，可能就是我们自我的这个更新，自我的改进。
If you want to become a blessing to the church, you also start small.
如果你想给这个教会带来这个贡献的话，你也要从小事做起。
Start with thinking about your brothers and sisters, praying for them, also praying for the church.
你可以开始为弟兄姐妹着想，为他们祷告，为教会祷告。
If you start doing it, you will develop a habit of caring about the well-being of the church.And your brothers and sisters.
如果你开始这样做的话，慢慢你就会养成一种习惯，一种习惯于为弟兄姐妹着想，为教会祷告的习惯。
Over time, the Lord will turn you a blessing to those around you, turn you into a blessing to the church that you're serving.
这样呢，随着时间的过去呢，慢慢的，上帝就会让你成为这个教会的一种祝福。
I remember when I first went to a seminary.To study theology, I was very proud.
我记得我第一次刚到神学院开始学神学的时候，当时我特别的骄傲。
I thought that I know all this theology, I know all this in original languages. I should be talking about theology with brothers and sisters in the fellowship.
我当时想到说，哎呀，我学了这么多的神学理论啊，知道了这些圣经所用的这个原始语言，我可以跟弟兄姐妹分享很多这方面的知识。
But the Lord put me in a new believer Bible study group in the fellowship. So every time I have a Bible study, I have to talk to the newcomers to tell them about the gospel.
可是呢，上帝在用我的时候呢，把我放在了那些慕道友的这个群里面，所以我每次呢都是在讲给一些就是怎么样去信主的一些新的刚信主的人讲到。
At the beginning, I wasn't very happy because I thought I have so much knowledge. I want to share with people. I want to have some high-level conversation. But now I'm down to the basics.
开始的时候我不高兴，因为我想说我知道那么多深奥的神学道理，我应该去能跟那些更懂的人分享一些更深的道理，可是我总是跟这些新刚信主的人分享这么基础的概念。
Then the Lord did not kill my pride by just removing it. He changed my view by having me always pray for the newcomers.
但是上帝呢，他在医治我的这个骄傲的时候，并没有说把我的这个骄傲给拿掉，而是说呢，教我为这个更多的新人能够来参加这个慕道的学习而祷告。
When I start praying for them, I start noticing whether they're coming or not. I start paying attention whether they're understanding what I'm saying or not. So in the beginning, I wasn't too happy.But after a few months, I start looking forward to having them in the Bible study group.
在刚开始祷告的时候呢，我并不知道说这些新来的人他们到底听得懂听不懂我讲的东西。但是慢慢的呢，随着我的祷告呢，我开始更期待更多的人能够来参加我的这个查经课。
So it wasn't really me. It was the Lord changing me slowly through having me to focus on their needs.
所以呢，并不是我改变了，而是上帝呢，慢慢的呢，让我把我的专注点呢，专注到就是说，他们到底这些新人想要听到、需要听到什么，慢慢的改变了我。
I think it's the same thing with our church, with your church, with every church.
我相信呢，这也是跟我们教会也有同样的这个问题，所有的教会都有同样的这个问题。
If we want to be a blessing to brothers and sisters in the church, we should start small.
如果我们想对教会，想成为教会的一种祝福的话，我们需要从小事做起。
Let's start praying. Let's start caring. Let's start noticing what the needs of our brothers and sisters, what the needs of the church are.
让我们开始祷告，开始关心教会的东西，开始去寻找教会需要什么东西。
As we make it a habit, the Lord will use us, use our gifts to bless the church.
只要我们慢慢的养成了习惯了，上帝就会用我们，使我们成为教会的这个祝福。
On the other hand, if we keep gossiping, if we keep thinking about bad things, we talk about things, we may think it's harmless, but over time, we're going to cause trouble to the church.
而另一面呢，如果我们成天的嚼舌根，开始说一些闲话，这些可能一开始的时候你觉得这并没有什么伤害，但是呢，随着时间的这个慢慢的这就会给教会造成损失。
So let us be a blessing to our church.
让我们都能成为教会的一种祝福。
Let us make it a habit for us to care about people, to love people.
让我们都能养成习惯，能够关心我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
We may never know, but I think that the Lord will find a way for us to benefit the church in a way that we never expected before.
可能我们并不知道是什么是最好的方式，但是上帝最终会告诉我们什么是我做什么能够成为教会的一种祝福。
Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the scripture.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Help us not to give sins a chance.
请你不要让我们给罪留任何的空隙。
Let us commit to meditate on your words.
让我们能够花时间去思想您的话语。
Let us make it a habit to care for brothers and sisters and for our church.
让我们能够养成习惯，能够去关心周围的弟兄姐妹，关心我们的教会。
Make us a blessing to people around us and to the church that we serve.
让我们能够成为这个教会的一种祝福，也成为我们弟兄姐妹彼此互相的祝福。
We pray all this in Christ's most precious name. Amen.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.